This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. Happy day, Hot Breath-averse. Welcome back to Hot Breath, the show where you learn comedy from the pros. I hope you're having a good day. I'm Joel Byers, your host and fellow comic, and we are sharing maybe the most fun I've had, especially since quarantine. This episode you're about to experience, and it is an experience, is a clip from the new Joelshi show that we are doing on our Patreon. You can get the full episode and see the video. Yoshi is not only a fellow Hot Brethren, but me and him go way back in the dizzy of this ATL comedy scene we're in together. I remember when he first started comedy. He took some of my early classes. We've done a lot of shows together, and it's been a thrill to see his comedy grow to where we are now doing our own show on Hot Breath. So what we did here is review a couple Hot Breath Pros sets and give them feedback in the most lovingly, caringly, sarcastic way. And honestly, what you're going to hear in this episode is maybe the hardest I've laughed all of quarantine. So buckle up for that. And if you want to see the video and hear all the other feedback that we shared with the other pros, definitely go into the show description and join our Patreon. We got a little bit of something of everyone in there for you. And if you want to even level up your own education, level up your mind, which is part of what we do here at Hot Breath, we have a sponsor that is Knowable.fy. I like to call them the Spotify of learning. So many great audio courses there. And actually, Hot Sisterin Micah Rim, who you may have heard on the podcast when I shared one of our coaching sessions together, she told me she had been listening to the UCB episode and learning a lot about improv. So kudos to you, Micah, for really taking the leap and really starting to learn outside of just stand-up comedy. That's what Noble is all about. It's a great educational resource, which is also what Hot Breath is as well. So we have a special link in the show description, or you can just download their app or go to knowable.fyi. Use promo code HOTBREATH. You will get 20% off and a lifetime of information that will help you not only level up your own comedy, but your life. So go check it out. It supports the show and it supports yourself. And now we're going to support this episode with a fun clip from our feedback of John Chappell, who actually if you want to hear his stand-up, I actually have done a coaching session with him that I posted as a podcast as well, but this set that you're going to hear was not from our coaching session. This is a newer set he did, and just buckle up and enjoy, Hot Brethren and Sistren. I present to you the Joelshi Show. Well, we got one more here.
One more.
This is going to be John Chappell.
Let me reset this real quick.
Yeah, go ahead and reset that. Yeah, guys, this is our first of many we're going to be doing here. So definitely buckle up. We'll have a more structured submission process and whatnot, and making sure people aren't sending us 10-minute sets so we can review more sets. But we're so happy and grateful that even John, Kinsey, and PJ were willing to share their videos and let us dive into them. So I hope y'all are finding this helpful. If y'all are, definitely like share the show, subscribe to this YouTube channel if you haven't already. If you want to see the video in the future and other content Yoshi and I have been doing, definitely join the Hot Breath Patreon that's linked in the description of this video.
Whoop, whoop.
Ouchia.
Ouchia.
I cut you off. Are you okay?
No. I was just like, whoop, whoop, on the Patreon.
Word. Yeah. Oh, there's some dope stuff happening.
It was my own sound effect, since we don't have sound effect buttons yet.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to do a police sound effect. I'm going to sound like a Karen if I have a police sound effect on here with you.
Whoop, whoop.
We do have a party sound effect. Anyway.
That's funny.
Oh, PJ said, did you just compare me to Carlin?
No, we did not. Slow down, homie.
But just imagine.
We didn't compare you to Carlin, but PJ, for real, your set just had so much like depth to it. Like, that's what we liked about it. Like,
yeah,
there wasn't like one type of style that you displayed. You displayed like multiple types of styles in one set. Right. It was just like refreshing to watch someone do different types of stuff in one 10-minute bit. So that's what I enjoyed about it. But Carlin, come on now, homie.
Let's see if lightning strikes twice before he's like, oh, am I Carlin or I just luck into these dumb jokes?
Yeah.
I just love it. He's like, Joel and Yoshi just compare me to Carlin. And you like, not even like, well, you're like, no, what? Have you even done a live show yet? You do a Zoom show and now you're Carlin? You just like, it was just like how just fatherly that no was. It's like,
yeah,
he was asking for another cookie. You're like, no.
No, you cannot
have
yours.
Now back to reality. Yeah. I can just feel myself as a young comic seeing comics reviewing my set that I'm like, yes, all this feedback. I am Carlin. No. No.
But hey, I want you to believe that you can be Carlin.
Yes.
That's the one thing I will definitely let you know.
Yes.
That there's no stopping you from becoming Carlin.
Yep.
For sure.
For sure.
But we were not comparing you to Carlin. Let's make sure we don't get that tweet. But I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. From a bookable perspective, if you cut off like the beginning of it, right? Like, that was a bookable set.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Like, because it showed a lot of personality. You showed different types of jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Really, probably the only thing I'd say is like, if a joke doesn't hit, like, let it go or have something like in the chamber and hit. But outside of that, you know, here's the thing. Bookers aren't going to watch, like, they're not watching your whole 10 minutes either. Mm-hmm. So they're watching, like, either something at the beginning or they'll go, like, I've heard bookers say they'll watch a little bit at the beginning, fast forward to the middle, see if they can still laugh, and then fast forward to your closer. Like, they'll just go, like, a minute and a half before your closer, and that's all they'll watch because they're watching a lot of comedy. So just know that that's kind of where some bookers will just book. But good stuff, man. Good stuff, PJ.
Yeah, agree, man. Keep it up. Yep. I appreciate you tying that back around because, yeah, we're not saying he can't become Carlin, but, yeah. One thing at a time. One thing at a time. But you're on the right track, PJ, so keep it up.
For sure.
All right, our finale here, Mr. John Chappell.
John Chappell.
A hot Chappell. Breathiverse OG. I mean, he's been in the group basically since Day Diz One. Since basically we started last March, since like this whole community really started to come to life. And since then, he's been writing a lot. He's really been helping other comics. The show that we saw Kinsey at, that was actually his show. Super active. I mean, like, really, like, what the Hot Breathverse is all about. Like, an inspired comic that's positive and wants to support other comics in this crazy journey that we're all on. And he's also replaced my water heater. So he's a good guy all around.
He talks the talks and walks the walk.
That's right, baby. Yeah, like, got me the hookup. Made me feel super fancy telling my wife, we got the Hot Breath hookup. We got the Hot Breath discount there for our hot water. But yeah, just a super nice guy, such a value and a resource here in the Hot Breathiverse that I'm so excited for what he's going to achieve in his career.
For sure.
Thanks for hanging out, Kinsey. Kinsey's got to go to a basketball game. She's being a good parent despite what her jokes said. So thanks for hanging out. And yes,
way to support your kids, Kinsey.
And Wu-Tang, we are in the A. Thanks for asking, my friend.
In the A.
So here we go, Johnny boy.
Next to the stage, we have a very lovely lady for you. Coming all the way from Atlanta, the scandalous, the sexy John Chappell. And it's the stripper joke.
That is the first time I've been introduced as a lady since I did that draft show.
Nice.
But no, he is right. My name is John Chappell. I do live in Atlanta, but I'm originally from England. And most people don't know this, though, unless I show them my green card or my teeth.
I think there's actually a chance.
When we first moved over, we moved from London, England to Great Falls, Montana.
Yeah, yeah, there's definitely a chance.
Yeah, my green card, my blank, and my teeth. I think you could definitely get away with one there.
Yeah. No, for sure. Right off the bat, it's really hard to see this.
As for like a bookable set?
For a bookable set. Mainly because if a booker can't see your facial expressions, they don't know how you perform the jokes.
Yeah.
So this is probably good for you to hear it, but definitely wouldn't submit this just because it's hard to see and hard to watch you move on stage.
Agreed.
Montana, that was a culture shock. It's like putting Grey Poupon on a peanut butter and jelly. We're going to see the Beatles and getting the Dixie Chicks. Yeah. When we moved, my dad told
me. Probably another power threes could be done there.
Like yeah.
The Grey Poupon, the Dixie Chicks, and blank. I'm just thinking of. Those are funny examples. I think a third one could really bring them all together.
Yeah.
He said, John, you're in America now. You need to learn baseball. I was like, okay. So he takes me out the yard to teach me to play catch. And I can't catch a lick, so it was pretty much target practice for him. And I got better at being a target. And I finally figured out if I stopped throwing it back, I stopped getting hit. But I eventually made a team, though. It was one of those that everybody's on. They picked me last, but I made it. And about halfway through the season, the coach comes up to me and says, John, you've been doing better. I want to get you some more playing time. And I was like, I'm going to get to play? He said, yep, handed me a jersey. Told me the other team showed up with 8.
I think overall, I like him going for the act out. I say commit to it. It's easier said than done, but really commit to that act out. People were responding to it, even though it was kind of like halfway done.
Yeah. I mean, and I would say the big thing, I mean, even though it's hard to see, I think the thing for him, especially because so far his jokes have been sort of on the one-liner sort of beat kind of, right? Is that he's got to perform the joke bigger than the joke itself. So he's got to really like get performing each of the joke and like moving around a little bit more.
Yeah, slowing down a little bit too, I would say. Because like even like the pause on, like I got better at being a target. Like if you pause, I got better at being a target, like a pause there. Now it's a setup punch and not just like a phrase you're saying all at once.
Yep. Yeah. No, great point.
Yeah. I had to get better though, so I played. And they put me out in right field because that's where you had all the kids that suck.
Right field for people where everyone got left out, something like that. I don't know. I was trying to think.
Yeah. Where everyone got left out. I think, much better. I mean, obviously you could tell from the silence that most people didn't get that. But also just from the, like, I think it's a reference that you have to know for baseball.
You know what I mean? Right field?
Yeah. Like you have to know that that's where they put people. Like him telling us that that's where it is. Even if he's educating us, there's not a punch to know that that's what happens. So you have to know that. You have to know that info to find it funny.
Mm-hmm.
Into the game, true story, it was a fly ball to right field, 2 front teeth. The benefit was it improved my smile.
So. Nice.
But they've got some, let me tell you this first. I was in high school when we moved over, and being from England, I was like, you know, all the TV shows, the popular kids date the cheerleaders. So I was like, I'm going to date a cheerleader. So I found one. And she wasn't just any cheerleader. She was the base of the pyramid.
Oh, yes.
There was nobody else, though. It was just her. She was the whole base. Yeah. She was more than a girlfriend, though. She was like 4 girlfriends.
Nah, that's fine.
I think it's because she ate from the top of the food pyramid.
Yeah.
We dated for a while. It was one of those things where, you know, we would go out to eat, and she'd be like, hey, can I have your food? And I'd be like, no, it's mine. And she didn't like that, so we broke up.
Even just doing a voice, like her voice versus your voice, will help bring that joke to life more. More of a contrast in voices would help.
Yeah, and going into an example of like the actual food that she'd ask you for.
Yes.
Like, oh, you want those tater tots? You want those?
Yes.
And you'd be like, no, these are my tater tots. Or just like you said, right, just even shifting the voice. But because it's such a visual thought, like, oh, she'd ask me for my food and I'd give it to her versus she'd take my tater tots and I'd be like, no, you don't get my tater tots. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He could get more upset with it or more kind of protective of his. Yeah. And specific.
Yeah.
Food. Yeah. Oh, him getting more protective of them. Like, my tater tots. It's like, don't be such a prude.
Tater tots. But yeah, no, I like. I do like the setup.
Being from England, though.
I'm sorry?
Sorry, I was just saying I like the setup into the food example.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
There's some really cool stuff over there. Like, their desserts are phenomenal. I miss them. Like, they have the trifles, the jam roly polies. But by far, my favorite is the spotted dick.
It's like power of threes is just like 1, 2, 3. It's like cannolis, jolies, spotted dicks. Like it's just, it needs more of like a snap to it than this and then the roly polies. But my by far favorite, you know, could be, and my favorite's the spotted dicks. Just tighten it up.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. Too much fluff. As we talk about spotted dicks.
Right. But the power of threes is there. But as we're talking about refining the joke, I mean, all of those words and all of that timing matters.
Yep. Yeah. And, if you don't believe the spotted dick is real.
I'm sorry?
And you get to the punch faster.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
And a lot of our edits, like, you're going to lose time. But you're going to get stronger. Your jokes are going to get tighter. Your laughs per minute are going to increase. And you'll start to find new angles on the joke. Now that there's not that much time, you're like, oh, well, how can I add more time? You'll start to find ways to add tags on the other end of the joke as opposed to all this filler to the lead up. Now you're going to have the punchline and you're going to start to find all these tags you can fill that time with.
For sure. Because spotted dick is a funny line.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah.
Real dessert. I need you to go to your local grocery store, go to the international food aisle, and ask for Keith. He has the best recipe.
I think instead of recipe here, you just say he has the best spotted dick. Like, instead of recipe, like, re-say spotted dick again, and you talking about Keith having spotted dick will be funny.
Yeah.
You just walk in and you look at him and you say, Keith.
Ah.
No, he'll send you to the speckled taint, and that is not the same dessert. They have some different vocabulary over there, too. Like, they call an eraser a rubber, which makes sense. You use a rubber, and it erases the possibility of kids. And they call a sweater a jumper. Over here, a jumper is just suicidal. They just have to take the elevator all the way up to be effective.
Ooh.
You know? I actually had to talk a jumper down one time, too, and I was just like, do it. I kind of felt bad afterwards, because he leaned over, he's like, what? And then he fell.
So a big difference we're seeing in John's set, besides the dearth of laughs, are really, it comes down to, I just want to use a liberal arts word there. I think a big difference we're seeing here, how personal the material is. Like, you being an immigrant is interesting. Like, we talk about Kinsey talking about her being a parent and then how she grew up and how her parents were. And PJ talking about his own life experiences as parents and with Bell's palsy and things. It's like that personal is what's really going to connect. And I'm not saying he may not get back into it, but just like a talk for a jumper down, you know, it's like where's John in all this?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, he talks about stuff about his dad, but it doesn't connect back to the other stuff to give you a perspective, like you said, right, of who is John in this. I know one thing that I've gotten in the past is like just something to remember is like, yes, I have kids, but what's my perspective about kids, right? Like what's what's my angle on my own kids? Like you talk about like you're married and you're a trophy husband, but what's your perspective around it, right? Mm-hmm. And you talk about it. You're like, oh, okay, I outsourced. You know what I mean? Like just good stuff that just like, that's funny because that's your perspective on it is that you outsourced your wife. Sorry, didn't mean to give away your joke, but you know.
No worries at all. It's available at joelbyerscomedy.com. My wife will thank you. Hold on. There we go. A little ding sound effect. All right, here we go, Johnny boy. We're not saying this is wrong. I mean, these are just observations to help. When we're talking about a bookable set, a booker's going to want to hear your point of view.
Yeah.
The best part, though, is they have the equivalent of our dollar store in England. It's just really awkward to ask somebody to go with you because I was talking to my sister and I was like, hey, sis, do you want to go to Pound Town?
So that's the joke.
Yeah.
Equivalent of dollar store. It's called Pound Town. Which is awkward asking your sister to go. Like, the punch is the Pound Town, and then the tag is the sister.
For sure. Yeah, it's just a reorganization of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what was more awkward, the fact that she said yes or Raina put a dress and makeup on.
Yeah, I love boots.
I took her to Pound Town because she needed a pregnancy test and I need an eraser.
It's a good callback.
I always wondered like what my family history was, so I did an ancestry DNA test. Yes. Yeah, I got the results back, found out that I'm actually 5% Nigerian, 5% Chinese, and 90% sweatshop owner.
He's in Georgia.
That 10% is from my biological father's side, which makes sense, though, because that's the same amount of time he was in my life.
There you go.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
You know, I did forget. I forgot to...
The more about that, you know, like an absent father, you're an immigrant from the UK. Like, those are the types of things. What are things that John can say and talk about that no one else can?
Yeah. I mean, and he started with it, and I don't know if this is towards the end, but it's like, that was interesting. We want to hear more.
Mm-hmm.
Wish all of you guys Happy New Year. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year!
2020 was a crazy time with everything going on. Have any of you guys been tested recently for STDs? Now it's a no, I see. Did you guys know they changed the acronym of STD to STI, STI?
No way.
Yep, they have. Look it up. They're trying to make it sound more like an eye infection, so it's not as serious. No, I actually had to get tested before Christmas, and the reason I got tested is because I was in the bathroom, and I was dropping a deuce. And I was like, I don't smell anything. So I licked it and I was like, I don't taste anything either.
So just for the sake of like act out, instead of saying I licked it, you could actually like go and pick it up and like act out like tasting it. And it you could be like, you don't smell anything.
Yeah.
Or you act like you're wiping it and you're like, I don't smell anything. And then you go to taste it. I don't taste anything. So now it's like all in one moment.
Yeah. That's a great opportunity to bring a very Like, I don't think the joke is going to divide a room, but people just do get grossed out by like shit jokes, obviously. But like, you're bringing them into it. You know what I mean? Like, the visually, it helps rather than them visualizing it themselves. If you're visualizing it, you're like, I don't smell it. And then you do the, I didn't taste, you know what I mean? Like, it just helps like, with the joke. Mm-hmm. So now it, yeah, I think there's an opportunity to do more with a very nasty joke.
For sure. It is nasty. Yeah, I mean, at the core of it, yeah, it is. I love that about comedy writing, though, which I love about, like, Write 10 Club Every Day is just like,
yeah,
oh, your eating poop joke could be refined a little bit this way. Only in comedy. Nowhere else on the, in, like, in the creative space is someone like, you know, your poop painting, if it just had a few more lines in it, I think it would really bring it to life. Where's the context for the poop? Maybe it's at the park. Maybe it's at a baby shower. You know, paint the picture.
But no, I did have it, so I had to quarantine and all that and almost ruined Christmas, but it didn't. But I think, you know, with all the new strains they say that are coming out now, I think I ended up with the redneck strain. Because when I got done quarantining, I went out and I had an F-150 in my driveway. And somehow all of the sleeves were cut off my shirts and my IQ was lower.
See, you got COVID. Pause. That's super interesting. You know, that's a rich topic. You got COVID in the middle of a pandemic. You know, tell us more.
Yeah. And then I feel like the redneck joke was felt too easy. Like, you went for the most obvious lower IQ joke about a redneck, and it's like everyone's expecting that, so it's not a surprise.
It's not, especially, you know, like, what I mean? So John was, it like I mean, I'm not saying you're a redneck, John, but I mean, you would fit the bill.
Yeah,
if you're not, I think you're in a Browning shirt as well, so it's almost like you saying you got the redneck COVID is like, oh well, yeah, you are redneck COVID. You know, it's like, what's a sillier, more absurd type strain of COVID you could have gotten? You know, maybe went back to your English accent or something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
But also, like, to your point about what you said earlier, like, be aware of like your own look. Like, no one, when I saw John, I didn't think, yeah, this dude's from England. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
You look like every other person I've seen down South Georgia. You know what I mean? So, like, you got to be aware. Like, I mean, like you said, like, you look like you climbed the wall on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So it just, you have to be aware of the look as well. So when you punch at yourself like that, it's got to be a surprise or a misdirect that people don't see coming. Whereas the redneck joke, people saw it coming and expected it. And that's probably why they didn't laugh either.
Yes, which is becoming a theme. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, John.
You know, this comedy thing, it doesn't pay a lot of money unless you're big time, which, as you can tell, I'm not big time yet. Hey. Yeah, that's true, unfortunately. We will be there, though, at some point. So I have to have a real job, and I'm a plumber. Specialty laying pipe.
Nice. Personal joke.
But
yeah.
Lay that pipe.
Lay that pipe. That's good. But no, I'm pretty sure whoever invented plumbing is a misogynistic asshole. Because they named everything after dick. Like, we have gas cocks, silk cocks, ball cocks. And then they invented a blow bag. Definitely a misogynist, right? So basically, I just play with cock all day.
That's an opportunity for a spotted dick callback, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere. Yeah, yeah, good call.
Oh, snap. Did I just lose it? Oh, there we go.
All right, guys. Coming next to the stage, we have a very low.
My bad. Here we go.
Fuck yeah.
You're one of the first women that said yes. It's always the white guys with the beard.
Sorry, guys.
You have gas cocks, silk cocks, ball cocks. Then they invented a blow bag. definitely a misogynist, right?
Yeah.
So basically, I just play with cock all day. You know what I'm saying? I've actually been thinking about changing careers. Has anybody ever thought about becoming a hitman?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
You're one of the first women that said yes. It's always the white guys with the beards.
She's in disguise. Cheaper than the horse.
So, yeah, but you gotta have standards if you're gonna be a hitman, right? Like, mine will be no women, no children, no gays. And I say that because, I mean, they're pretty much just one of the ladies. But,
Hell no! What? What? In this economy? Hell no! Redneck COVID face ass. What? They're pretty much one of the ladies in 2021. Hell no!
Oh, your reaction is the best.
Hell no! That's your punchline? Oh. Now, we only roast John because we know he can handle it. Like, we've known John almost for a year now, so we know he can handle the tough love.
For but, sure.
Yeah, but, yeah. So that's why we're, like, being fun about it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that joke won't travel.
I forget how... How do the kids say, you got to dead that joke? You got to dead that.
Yo, pause AF on that.
Pause AF.
Yo, they're one of the, I was like, what are we in the fit? What is this?
And in Atlanta too, in ATL.
I know, an ATL of all places. I felt like we were back at Mrs. Maisel or something, like back in those times. Sasha said, I need that noise added to Right 10 immediately.
It was like a screechy, like, skrrr.
I was just like, he's not going there. He's not going there. And then he, like, slam dunked it. I was like, bruh.
Yeah. Yeah, he alley-ooped that bitch.
Yeah, he went. I was like, he's going to misdirect this. And I was like, no, he doubled down on it?
Yeah. Bruh. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and yeah. Nix is saying, yeah, the risk of sassy gay confrontation is too real. I mean, it's just such low-hanging, like, outdated, like, I was going to say low-hanging fruit, no pun intended, but yeah, it's...
Yeah, it's outdated, but also, like, you're gonna get uncomfortableness in a crowd, and there's nothing wrong with, like, uncomfortableness, but it's got to be uncomfortably funny.
Yes.
Right? Like, if you're just uncomfortable just for the sake of uncomfortable, that's not the reaction that you want, because they're not laughing. At the end of the day, you want laughs.
Funny.
If there's a groan and a laugh, you still got to laugh.
Yeah.
But if there's just a groan, no laughs, you just got a groan and you made people uncomfortable. There's a huge difference.
And I'm funny first, above all things. That's the thing funny about first. Watching like a Bill Burr or someone who like goes way out there but makes it funny. That's someone who spent over half their life figuring out how to do that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like learn the fundamentals, you know, learn the layups first before you start throwing Hail Marys out here. But yeah, funny. I'm not saying you can't make gay jokes. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying funny first. It's got to be funny.
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
John said, I'm working on it. It was just like, I know, we're just having fun, John.
Yeah.
John's like, hey, no. I wanted feedback.
This is gonna get you nice and tight, John. Like, this is, here's the thing. We've seen the stuff you used to do, and your joke writing has gotten amazingly better.
Oh my gosh. Without a doubt, for sure. Without a doubt. I think he's just saw us call PJ Carlin, and now he's like, wait, all of a sudden I'm a homophobe? You know what I mean? Hilarious. Oh my gosh.
That's hilarious.
I didn't even know Sasha was watching, but when I made that noise, he's like, yo, that's got to go on. Right, Tim, sound effect. All right, here we go.
I'll leave you guys with this.
Landing the plane.
Let's land.
With the new year, I've been thinking about like some of the things I was thankful for and some of the mistakes I've made. And like my biggest mistakes were as a teenager. Like I had hair just like this, except it was longer and I didn't have soul glow back then. But it was just a big afro and everybody called me Pubert.
That's funny.
And then I asked my parents if I could get a tattoo and they were like, not until you're 18. So when I was 17, I was like, I'm getting one. So I have my initials put right here in Old English, JC. Again, a big mistake because now all of my friends are like, what does that mean, jizz catcher? But the one thing I realized I'm really thankful for, though, is my biological father, because he's the one that taught me it's okay not to take care of your children. But thank you. I am John Chapman. You guys have been great.
I'm so glad we saved this one for last. Oh, my God. Jizz catcher. Hey. Yo.
I was like,
I'm sorry. Let me just.
They're like, what does that mean, jizz catcher? But the one thing that.
Say the pipe.
One thing I realized I'm really thankful for, though, is.
That lady's reaction.
Oh my God. Dude.
Her reaction.
Oh.
Hey.
Did you hear the tag? She called back his joke about laying pipe.
Oh, did she?
Oh my God, dude.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
Dude.
But the one thing that.
Let's hear it from the beginning.
Again, a big mistake because now all of my friends are like. What does that mean, jizz catcher? But the one thing that...
Laying that pipe. They tagged it. They called it back. They called it back. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Dude.
That's so funny.
Oh, man. So funny. And, dude, Stanley just had a great idea. If we watch some of our old tapes, that would be hilarious. We should definitely do that. Dude. Yeah, we should definitely do that. Yeah, because we're not trying to like, we're not. I mean, we know John, so we can have fun with it. Like, this is all part of the writing process. Like, this is all part of developing comedy is you do a lot. I would do shows like this. I was on stage every night, like every night of the week. I was on stage at least once. A lot of the times doing shows like this, doing strip clubs, doing public buses, doing sidewalks, doing nightclubs that got shut down for a shooting and reopened in another name and then shut down for a shooting again and then reopened in the first name. Like I've performed it for it all. So like, I don't want this to come off as like we're punching down at all. I mean, we're having fun with it. This is the side of comedy people don't see. A bar, late at night, terrible lighting, drunk audience. You're just trying your best to do the jokes you worked hard on. This is the side of comedy that people don't see. So when you guys see us laughing, we're not by any means trying to like disrespect. This is comedy right here. What we're experiencing like live, this is the reality of comedy. It's not a Netflix special. Yeah. It's late night bar just surviving.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I've seen more sets like this than the majority of in my comedy career.
Oh, like this. Yes. Oh, for sure. For sure. So we're just seeing John in the trenches right now. I think there's like a second left. Let me see.
The one thing I realized I'm really thankful for, though, is my biological father, because he's the one that taught me it's okay not to take care of your children.
Oh, a callback. Nice.
So thank you. I am John Chapman. You guys have been great.
Nice. Nice. Nice, nice, nice. Very nice. Woo. All right. Let's land this plane. I will say we did not anticipate a 2-hour jam session on 3 sets, but we definitely appreciate it. And we appreciate John, Kinsey, and PJ for being willing to share and kind of go on the chopping block here. I think that's a great idea that Stanley had as well, that we actually like play our early sets on here. I think, was it Stanley? Yeah, Stanley. Yeah, I say we do one of these where we play our early sets. But we'll put the full video up on our Patreon as well. But I think the big takeaways that we're seeing here, besides we're talking about John's set. Look at Yoshi's set. That was the camera. But I think the big takeaways here for just all 3 sets are just word economy, how personal your jokes are as well. I think the big takeaway really is like word economy and how personal your jokes are. What's your point of view? What are jokes you can say that no one else could say? You have anything?
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to switch cameras on y'all.
Yeah. No worries. No worries. We're landing the plane right now. I saw the battery was low. So yeah. We did not anticipate 2 hours. Like, we'll review a couple sets. 10 minutes. Okay. And now we're like 2 hours later. This was a lot of fun.
2 hours in, for sure. But yeah, I mean, I think with all of them, like you said, right? Like, personal works. Like with PJ's, sort of just bringing different elements into your style as well.
Yeah.
And then with Kinsey, like you mentioned, like just pausing. Like every once in a while, just take a breath, especially in between big punches, big punchlines. It's always good just to take a breath when that's happening.
For sure. Yeah. But overall, I mean, great job to everyone. You know, I mean, everyone definitely had some positives and also some rooms for improvement. So we're on to something here, Yoshi.
Oh, yeah. We on to something.
My man. Well, this was fun, dude. We'll be doing more of these for sure. And we'll have a more efficient booking process. But I think our wives are probably like, what is happening right now? They're just in their rooms yelling. So we should probably go back to that. But if you guys want more fun content with Yoshi and I and a lot more, go join the Patreon. Come on.
Yeah, let's go get it.
Get in while the getting's good. Anything else you have, Yoshi, or going to land?
No, man, I think the key, man, just keep trying. Like, those are the sets that get you nice and strong. And that, you know, you got to just keep grinding. Like, the work of comedy is just to keep doing it. So whether it's a live mic, if you can get on a live mic, or a Zoom mic, as we saw, PJ killed a Zoom mic.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
He did his jokes on a Zoom mic. People will book you off a Zoom mic. Remember that. Like, you can get booked off of a Zoom mic. I've got friends in California. They're getting paid more now off of Zoom mics than they used to off of like live mics, because people are just doing like tip jars and stuff, and people are generous. So just know, just getting up, performing, that's the key.
Yep. 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 My man. Yep. It's work, but it's worth it. And we appreciate y'all hanging out, Hot Breathverse. You know, if you're not in our Facebook group, we do a daily writing club in there every day. So go join that.
Every day. 10 minutes a day.
Every day. New word, new joke in 10 minutes. Can you do it? We'll see.
You got it? You got the juice? You got the pen juice?
We'll see y'all on the other side. Hot Breathverse. Thanks for hanging out, y'all. Have a good night.
Bye.
There you go, Hot Brethren and Sistren. If you enjoyed that, you are going to love the full episode on our Patreon. It's linked in the show description of this. And definitely go check out. Let John know about how much you loved this episode on social media or in our Facebook group or in the pro membership community. Let John know how fun this episode was. And here at Hot Breath, we're all about laughing and learning. So go on over to noble.fyi, start learning for yourself. They have some comedy-related content, but also mindset and productivity and working from home. So there's a lot of resources in there that's going to help you beyond your stand-up. But I can tell you from personal experience, the more I worked on my life outside of stand-up, the better my stand-up got. And Noble is going to help your personal and your comedy life, because they're two separate things, right? So go join noble.fyi. The link is in the show description. I hope you enjoyed the Jolshi Show. There's plenty more you can check out from the Jolshi Show and much more on our Patreon. And I appreciate you so much, Hot Breath-verse. And thank you to my wife. I thank her at the end of all my episodes. So thank you, dear. And we'll be back next Monday, Hot Brethren and Sistren. So until then, right here on Hot Breath. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.